Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir English Podcast. Press release. Hasina government has moved one step forward to recognize the illegal Jewish entity by removing Except Israel from the passport. In the name of bringing changes to meet so-called international standards, Hasina government has dropped the words Except Israel from the new passports. The Zionist entity also welcomed this move to remove the travel ban and urged Bangladesh to normalize diplomatic ties with them. This outrageous decision comes immediate after the murderous Jewish regime's brutal onslaught on the defenseless people of Gaza. By joining other hypocrite rulers of the Muslim lands, Sheikh Hasina has also publicly taken her first step to ease stance towards the Jewish occupying force and to recognize it eventually. Her treacherous regime has already been dealing with the Jewish entity secretly and from behind a cover. It purchased the cell phone monitoring and interception systems for mass surveillance developed by the quote-unquote Israeli company Pick6. Now the regime does not want to hide these clandestine relations anymore and wants to come out of the hypocrisy. O Muslims, demanding anything from these treacherous rulers will bring no change, as there is no good in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these munafiqoon, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ وَإِن يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ هُمُ الْعَدُوُ فَاحْذَرْهُمْ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّ يُؤْفَكُونَ. May Allah destroy them. How are they deluded? Al-Munafiqun 4. These rulers exist to serve the interests of the Kafir colonialists, and hence they will collaborate with their illegitimate Jewish child placed within the heart of the Muslims. Our Slavish rulers are the only reason this illegal Jewish entity could dare to terrorize and slaughter the Muslims. These rulers simply exploit the sentiment of the Ummah and gives lip service against this Jewish enemy. Muslims have witnessed Hasina's hypocrisy when she shed crocodile tears in the parliament over the martyred Palestinian children, while her government maintains relations and collaborates with this enemy secretly. Muslims of Bangladesh have also rejected outright BNP's support for Joe Biden's two-state solution, which is nothing but recognizing the illegal Jewish entity. So to liberate the blessed land of Al-Quds, the land of Isra and Mi'raj, we need to get rid of these Ruwaybida, ignorant and foolish rulers who obey the colonialist kuffar above the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. O sincere officers in the military, dealing with the avowed enemy of the Muslims and normalizing relations with them is one of the gravest sins that is taking place in front of your eyes. How are you going to face Allah al-Hasib, the Reckoner, about the audacity of these treacherous rulers when you have the real power to remove them? O officers, this helpless ummah is eagerly waiting for the appearance of a courageous general amongst you who will follow the footsteps of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi. Liberation of the Jerusalem al-Quds for the second time from the crusader was not a magic. The great Salah ad-Din also had to take many bold decisions and overcome many obstacles, which were seen as unrealistic by many back then. But he removed the incapable ruler from the power, reunified the fragmented Khilafah state first before proceeding towards Al-Quds to liberate it by going against the advice of his advisors. O sincere officers, do you not hear the demand of the Muslims of the country to remove Hasina government and give Nusra material support to Hizb al-Tahrir in establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate? The upcoming Khilafah will come out to challenge the current colonialist world order, dismantle the artificial nation-state borders to reunify with the militaries of neighboring Muslim lands, and expedite you to eliminate the illegal Jewish entity. O officers, we call upon you who are proud of your deen, do not miss this great opportunity to make your place in the history alongside Salah ad-Din by liberating the holy land of Al-Quds for the third time through waging jihad fi sabilillah. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains they are not established nor reassured. In ahsantum ahsantum li anfusikum wa in asa'tum falaha فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لَيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا. Then when the final promise came, we sent your enemies to sadden your faces and to enter the Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered it the first time and to destroy what they had taken over with total destruction. Al-Isra 7. Hashtag Al-Aqsa yastasrikhu al-jiyush. Hashtag Aqsa calls armies. Hashtag Urdular Aqsaya. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.